This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Just to stop the feeling.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Chapel Rome. That's a good one.
It is.
Okay, guys, listen. This is a big deal. This is our big, and it's an even bigger deal because this is our holiday party. And as you know, the last few years have been rather janky. And we are trying to let's come together. Let's put this together to all of us in one place, togetherness. That's the operating word here. Here we go. Here's everything you need to know about Alice in Winterland. Well, let's start with the lineup. Alice in Winterland 2024, starring One Republic. And I can crank that up a little bit. Winterland. Let's hit that next one. What's our next hook from One Republic? Yeah. Two of their 5,000 songs. They've played some Alice shows in the past, and Ryan Tedder is a great storyteller. He takes over the stage and tells you about each song as they perform. I was blown away. And then you just, the sheer number of you like, oh yeah, that song too. Oh, yeah, that song, too. Ah, One Republic. Also performing at this year's Alice in Winterland, Andy Grammer.
No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home.
It's been a long night here and a long night. Oh, my God. Stop dancing like that, Maddie.
I love him. I'm a Grammery.
Is that a thing?
I don't think so, but whatever. Oh.
All right, play me the other hook you got over there.
Oh, it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let
it's a good song.
Down.
It's gonna be such a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this third, we always throw, you know, an up and comer on here, and this one is kind of amazing. Added onto the lineup is Haven Madison. She is incredibly young. It's like, I think she's still in high school.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's like 18. So here's the deal with Haven Madison, a rising singer-songwriter. She's from Clarksville, Tennessee. She's an American Idol alum. She did make it to the top 10. She grew up in a very musical family. I guess, I wouldn't know this, Building 429 is a Christian band, and her dad's the lead singer for that. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah. Crank this up. Let's hear this.
You try, and you try, and you try, and you try to stop the crash, and you do it every time. But I'm a river of tears that'll never dry up. Do you ever get tired of holding the sky up?
You know, I actually searched for how old is she, and I couldn't find it. But they are saying here that in addition to her musical achievements, she's a high school student and a cheerleader at Clarksville High and dating a football player named Jacob Wiggins. But I'm wondering if that's in the past. I don't know. We'll find out for sure.
Well, she's going on tour either way. She'll be playing our Christmas party.
She's like 20-something now?
She was born in 2006, so...
Oh, 18 it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Just a kid. Congrats to her. Anyway, very, very exciting. So here's the lineup. One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Get there early. We put baby bands on there that wind up being big things. So I'm excited.
When are tickets on sale?
Pre-sale tickets. this Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning.
This week, Thursday.
This Thursday at 10 a.m., you need the code word. So here it is. Here's the secret code word, you guys. GIFT, G-I-F-T. So you can get them before anybody else with the secret code word GIFT. Pre-sale starts Thursday, and then they go on sale on Friday. But here's the thing. We've actually got some tickets for you that you can win before you can buy.
Now, the venue is?
Okay, let me get to all that stuff, because you're right. We need to do that. The date is December 13th, and it's at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Sponsored by Macy's. Woo-woo! Alice in Winterland, December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. The tickets go on sale, pre-sale, Thursday at 10 a.m. with the code word GIFT. Look, these tickets are going to go fast. I think it's like a 3,000-seat venue. Mm-hmm. This is going to be small and intimate. It's going to feel a lot like the olden days with the Alice in Winterland, where it's us. It's the close friends. Our little thing. Our little Christmas party. So start listening. Now, am I doing one of these right now? I am, yes. Aren't I? Okay. Oh, right now. Let's give away some tickets. Here's how you do it. You know our contest line, 20357. We're going to do this all week at 8:05 and 9:05. So Disney early on, and then we'll be doing the Winterland tickets 8 and 9. And you can win them before you can even buy them. This hour's code word is Winterland, W-I-N-T-E-R-L-A-N-D, all one word. Take the word Winterland, text it to 20357 right now for your chance to win tickets for the show before they even go on sale. Somebody's getting these right now. This hour's code word is Winterland. At 9 o'clock, we've got another code word for you. Alice in Winterland. There it is.
I'm stoked.
One more time, December 13th, Paramount Theater, Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. And it's brought to you by Macy's. I know, I'm super excited. And just when I walked in this morning, Maddie was putting together all the songs that he pulled. And he's just like, oh my God, this is going to be so fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. Day, man. I'm bringing the kids, and I may even bring some McCutcheons with me.
Oh, bring some McCutcheons. Bring some Deepaks.
Oh, Deepak will want. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's where he lives.
He's right there. You guys can all leave your cars at his house, and he'll drive you all over.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Get Uber from there.
That's great. Who doesn't want a surgeon driving them around? I do.
Yeah. They seem very trustworthy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And for everyone who works here at the station, get ready. Your phone's about to start ringing and all your friends are going to be calling you up for the tickets. Oh, man. I'm so excited. It was very disappointing last year when it didn't happen. And, you know, we had some high hopes for that. And I'm actually super glad that but I love the Paramount. It's a small venue. It's intimate. And it's going to be amazing. I'm super excited. Alice in Winterland, baby. It is Fleet Week. So I put up a schedule at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you just moved to San Francisco, the thundering engines you're going to be hearing in the afternoons this week, that's the Blue Angels practicing. We're not under attack. I remember that when I first moved here 30 years ago, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? What is going on? And then someone had to explain to me because I was like, why is this? It's so loud. What's going on? That's exactly what it sounds like. I love Fleet Week.
I grew up going to air shows. My dad was in the airline business. He worked on planes. He was a mechanic. It's something that I've been going to him since I was like, I don't know, probably four.
He dragged you along?
Always.
Right.
Oh, me too. My dad was a pilot. He was a helicopter pilot, so we went to air shows all the time.
You know what?
Funny. I didn't even know there were so many that this
my
all the time
thing. My dad's first thing was a helicopter mechanic.
Oh, funny. Ah. Wow.
Like he went.
He's a motor guy.
He's really into it, yeah. But that was his thing. Yeah.
Damn. Well, Flea Week, if you love it, it's on. And the whole schedule of events is up if you would like to take a look at it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All right, let's talk about Taylor Swift. Okay, Swifty. She just added another line to her resume. She is now the richest female musician in the world.
Okay.
It was a quick jump from 1.0.
Did she just pass Beyonce? Or who?
Oh, she passed Beyonce long ago.
Who's second?
Take a guess.
I just did.
Take another one.
Barbara Streisand.
Rihanna.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Duh.
By the way, Rihanna, whatever. She used to be worth about $1.8 billion. And I don't know what happened, but she needs to sell more Fenty stuff. Because she's only worth $1.4 billion. I guess billionaires, they fluctuate.
Sure.
Taylor, you know, it was big news. And not that long ago when she crossed they projected that by this point in the tour, she'll be at $1 billion. Well, she has blown past that. She's at $1.6 billion. So that puts her just ahead of Rihanna at $1.4 billion. She is also the second richest musician overall. Of all the musicians.
She's behind Paul McCartney.
Jay-Z.
Wait, so Paul McCartney has fallen below Taylor Swift?
Yes. Well, I don't even know if he was ever a billionaire. Let's take a look.
Oh, come on.
He deserves it. Paul McCartney net worth. He's a billionaire. It looks like about $1.27
billion. Oh.
He's the first British musician to become a billionaire.
I'm shocked. I would think he was, but okay. Jay-Z, I'm a fan.
Jay-Z is, by the way, he's not just in first place. He's like in first place.
Well,
like really far in first place.
He does other stuff besides music. And actually he's one of those cats who goes, if I decide to put out a record, I know it'll be number one, but I don't have to.
Mm.
I'm not going to for a while. And that's good for him.
Yeah.
He's got other business ventures going. Great.
He's worth $2.5 billion.
Nice.
That's a fairly substantial lead.
Do you know the other artists on the list? Could you guess?
On which?
The richest musicians.
Well, do you have a full list?
I have a full list.
Yeah, let's quiz it out. Ask who's worth more. Put two together. Ask
you
who's worth more.
Okay, so here, let me give you these. Who has made more money? Dr. Dre or Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett.
I say Dr. Dre. He has all the Beats headphones and
Jimmy Buffett, $1 billion. Dr. Dre, $800 million. How about Madonna or Bruce Springsteen?
Madonna.
I think Bruce.
You're correct. Bruce Springsteen, $1.1 billion. How about Diddy or Celine Dion?
Celine Dion.
Diddy. This guy.
He just confirmed Diddy is correct.
No, I was just saying, yeah, Diddy, that guy.
Yeah, this guy. I'll say Diddy.
It is Diddy.
Yeah.
$820 million. All right, how about Julio Iglesias or Barbara Streisand?
Julio Iglesias. I don't know that guy. I'm going to say Barbara Streisand. That's probably Julio, because I am on a drive
There's
just
no
a run
way
of wrong answers.
It's Julio Iglesias. It is Barbara Streisand.
It is Julio Iglesias. $600 million. She's $460
million. Oh,
how about
man.
Bon Jovi or...
Bon Jovi the dude or the whole band?
John Bon Jovi or Kanye West?
Kanye. It's Kanye. Kanye. He hit a billion or a couple billion, didn't he?
He's lost a billion and still has more than Bon Jovi.
No, Bon Jovi is $410 million. Kanye, $400 million. How about Michael Jackson or Mariah Carey?
I bet it's Mariah because Michael blew through a bunch of money. They've only
Michael
been
Jackson.
Able to put back.
It is Michael Jackson.
How is it Michael Jackson?
And here's the final two.
Okay.
Katy Perry or Yoko Ono?
Oh, it's got to be Yoko because she's got Beatles money.
Actually, Katie with $350 million. Yoko with $150 million.
Man, I stunk the place up so hard on that quiz. That was not a good showing. Anyway, Taylor Swift, she's the richest of the girls. But she's the second richest musician overall.
I like to see her rewarded for her work ethic and for her talent. So I'm a fan.
Yep.
I know I'm not your mom or dad, Swifties. But I'm going to just say this anyway. She's at $1.6
billion.
You don't have to keep rebuying the same record to keep
her
in first place.
She's generations of her family.
You should use that money to feed your family and put that in your savings. Rebuying the same record just to make her number one.
It's very nice of you, but it is not necessary.
She's a she's pushing almost $2 billion.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep doing it. You don't need to.
And people invest their money and then it just keeps on growing. Now, she never has to work another day in her life and she'll probably be worth $5 billion.
If she puts herself on the stock market, buy that stock. But don't keep buying the same record just because you want her to win stuff.
Not a bad idea. find out what Taylor Swift invests in, because man, did she shoot from 1 billion to 1.6 billion pretty darn quick.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she's got a top-notch financial advisor. She didn't have to worry about money at all. It never crosses her mind. She's just like, I want that. Somebody get that. Get it shipped to my house.
Taylor likes to invest in real estate. She has a $125 million portfolio. She is interested in the music service that I use, Tidal.
Oh.
And yeah, just
yeah. You got you and Taylor, like the and Jay-Z, I guess. You're the only people I know who use that.
Yeah, I don't use
love
it.
Love it. I love it.
Let's see. Rihanna still keeps the title of richest female musician of all time because once she was worth 1.77. Don't whatever she's investing in, don't invest in that. On a related note, Taylor was not at Travis Kelce's birthday celebration over the weekend, but fear not. Travis says she will be at tonight's Chiefs game. So they've had to postpone their breakup because, it, you know, it got leaked. So Bravo, by the way, is doing a reality series about the Kansas City Chiefs wives and girlfriends. They call that WAG, wives and girlfriends. Like of professional sports teams.
Okay.
Because there have been a few of those things, like basketball wives and that kind of thing. But yeah. It's WAGs, wives and girlfriends. So they're going to do a reality series about the Kansas City Chiefs wives and girlfriends. Guess which wives and girlfriends aren't on the show?
Taylor and Mahomes.
And Brittany, yeah. They're like, no, we're busy. Which is kind of like doing a Beatles reality show, but John and Paul are like, we're busy. We got to make it.
Yeah, even if they were involved, I couldn't be less interested in the WAGs of Kansas City.
I know.
No, thanks.
Right. Because, no. I hate to say it, but man, I saw his old mansion. I think he's moved since then, but I was like, man, that is a McMansion if I ever saw one.
Oh, jeez. Judge E. My goodness.
I don't want to see any more of that. No, thanks. Show me the Real Housewives of Seattle before you show me that. Taylor Swift, Brittany Mahomes will not be on the WAGs show, the Chiefs WAGs show. Very protective of what little private life she has left, says a source. For Taylor. I think Brittany is just like, I'm going to do whatever Taylor does. Oh, there they are kissing each other. That's nice. I got new best friends late in life. There is the aftermath of Hurricane Helene is profound.
Geez, we've just switched gears completely. Okay, good.
We're moving on to the world of country music. Because it tore through Tennessee and places where the country music is hot and heavy. The world of country music has been rallying around the victims of Hurricane Helene. And there's another, what do you call it, Milton?
Yes, there is another hurricane, Milton, approaching Florida as we speak.
Barreling toward my mom's house.
It's like level 4 could go 5.
Yeah. I just feel very far away and I keep saying, you should leave. You should go. Why don't you pack up? See where you could go to. Just head to Atlanta, whatever. Anyway, last week, Morgan Wallen had announced that he was donating $500,000 to the American Red Cross, which I'm firmly behind. And then Oliver Anthony was working on a fundraiser and charity shows. And all the good help, the goodwill and the help has not stopped pouring in since then. Dolly Parton personally donated $1 million of her own money and another million from her various businesses.
Mm.
She said, these are my people. Sturgill Simpson. You're a country fan. You must know who that is.
I know that name.
Announced a benefit show in Cary, North Carolina to make up for a show in Asheville that was canceled because that place got destroyed. All the proceeds are going to go to the North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund. Eric Church released a new song called Darkest Hour Helene Edit and signed over all the rights and royalties. I guess that's a hit of his, Darkest Hour, and then he put it together for survivors of Hurricane Helene.
Cool.
So that will, all the rights and royalties are the belongings of the people of North Carolina for hurricane relief. Miranda Lambert donated $100,000 to help animals after Hurricane Helene. She's got something called Mutt Nation Foundation. And it looks like Morgan Wallen's foundation is partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank to collect resources and funds for all the people who are suffering. They're going to host a food and water drive this Wednesday in Knoxville. And he put out a limited edition t-shirt. All the proceeds are going to hurricane relief. So there you go. The country folk coming together to help support. This is just an annoying TikTok trend. And it's about meowing at Billie Eilish concerts. So I don't have a TikTok account. I didn't look at this thing, but I did. I watched a clip of it and thought, oh, my God. So it started with somebody took a cartoon thing. It's two cats. One of them is clearly Billy, and one of them is clearly Phineas. And the Phineas cat is playing the piano, and it's just like their little stubby arms. It's just cartoons, little drawings of, like, Hello Kitty-esque.
Okay.
But not quite. And they're singing the song, What Was I Made For? But it's meow, 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 meow. And it's super annoying, and it's gone. It's on fire right now. People are memeing out on this. They're putting together TikTok trend videos about this because everybody's looking for that next big TikTok trend. The TikTok trend. Meowing it. And now they're all going to Billie Eilish concerts and meowing all the way through that song. People are suggesting that maybe they don't do that because people are there to hear her perform. Oh, you have the... People love it so much. Now they're going to the concerts and ruining the song for everyone. So maybe what they should do is say, look, let's get the meow meows out. We're going to play the song and you guys meow meow it. And then Billie Eilish will come out and we'll ask you respectfully to stop with the meowing.
You know who would love this? My 5-year-old.
Yes.
Sorry, she's 6 now. My 6-year-old would love this. Anyone
it's a cute
older
little
than
video.
That, yeah, but you wouldn't. I mean, so you're telling me.
Yes, grown people
who
are
use
doing
their
this.
Money to buy tickets to the show.
It was to go there and meow meow.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, it's your money.
I suppose do what you want with it. But they call this the latest. You'll see this if you're on TikTok, and so many people are. Somebody sent me a thing this morning on TikTok. Oh, a nice harmony between the Phineas cat and the Billy cat. He sent me this thing, some trending thing on TikTok. I don't even know what. And I go, I'm like, all right. And I go to click on it. And the thing starts assaulting me with download the app, get the app. Here's the app. Here's a link to the app. Here's a way to do it. Here's whatever. I'm like, oh, quit. Like, No, I don't want that app on my phone because I know me and I'll look at it and then I'll never stop looking at it. I don't need that in my life. You know, it was hard enough to pull off Instagram. You should follow me on Instagram. I will literally never post anything. I'm like an easy follow. And then when I do post something, it'll be, you know, some crazy thing about Vinny. You're going to love it. Okay. I am completely out of time. What is coming up in the news?
The American Dream makes the news and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm not worried about it either. One Republic, they're the star. And he's going to tell you all about it in just a second here. Disneyland, that's what I'm going to talk about. It's Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. You've got your chance to win a vacation for four all this week on the fives at 6 and 7 and later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Listen for code words. Text those to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland. Pre-sale tickets for Alice in Winterland go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. with the code word GIFT, G-I-F-T. Tickets will go fast, so don't miss out. Also, every day this week, listen at 8.05 a.m. and 9.05 a.m. for keywords to text to our contest line 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
Meet you there.
Yeah, you
so
will.
So exciting. It's a big old party. These are going to sell out fast. It's only like 3,000 tickets. Like, come on. Let's see you there. Have a party.
If you like it blistering hot.
Oh, I don't.
Then have I got another day? Wait.
Oh, I do?
Have I got another day for you? You're going to love it.
Yay!
One more heat wave day, and then the people on my app tell me we should get back down to more reasonable temperatures. But today, hot again.
That is hot.
I want to mention this real quick as you may be traveling this week. I know a lot of you do. There's another hurricane headed for Florida. It's called Milton, and they're looking at Wednesday. So if you've got any travel plans or any people over there, you know, on the other coast.
Yeah. They and if you have something that listened to you, then waste your breath.
Mm.
I keep telling everyone I know down there to leave. You guys, it's barreling at you. Oh, we'll be fine.
Well,
what do I do?
So far, so good. You've done what you can do. Okay. Unless you're going to fly there and physically remove them, then they're grown-ups and they do what they want.
Not gonna.
We're Floridians. We do what we want.
We do what we want.
Real quick, 49ers lost to the stupid Cardinals yesterday. Stupid Cardinals is right. We've got a lot of injuries. That's the reason, I believe. Monday Night Football tonight is New Orleans versus Kansas City. Taylor Swift will be on hand. You'll see lots of her.
Thank God.
Get ready. 5:15 game
time. She's going to wear that signature red lip look that I like. Oh,
this happened last week, and it looks like it happened again today. Thousands of Verizon Wireless customers reported outages this morning.
This morning.
They say that Verizon, after hearing about all these reported outages, says, short service disruption, but the outage lasted just a few minutes, and everything is now resolved.
So they paid the ransom.
I don't know what's going on with that, but I lost service. I was on
hours
for most of the day. I don't know whenever that was last week. And I found myself out on the coast going, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm just going to cruise. But as I got back to town, I started to go, you know what? I don't know. Like, I don't really use my phone hardly ever. Honestly. But then I went, and I can't reach my people. This is not good.
No.
I realize we all used to not reach our people, but now we reach
our
people.
We're used to reaching our people. So
we reach our people all day, every day. So
it's the whole, I want to continue living in the manner to which I've become accustomed.
I guess.
Hard to have all that taken away from you.
An annual study by Investopedia.
Investopedia.
Investopedia. It's a thing. Found that you can now earn, that you now have to earn $4.4 million in your lifetime to achieve the American dream.
What are they defining the
things
American?
On their list are debatable. So here is what they say.
You have to earn $4.5 million to achieve the American dream.
If you work from 18 to 65, that's an average of around $100,000 a year, which is way more than most people make. And they say it's achievable for couples with two incomes. It all depends on your definition of the American dream, though, which is part of the issue. Like, certainly coming up in the Bay Area, because of the success of Silicon Valley, home prices are absolutely insane.
Yep.
You just cannot hope to be a regular working person and be able to afford to put in a bid on a $1.5 million house that actually sells for $2.2 because someone outbid you.
Right. They had deep pockets.
Now, whether or not you can go make more money in a smaller town and maybe afford a home becomes debatable as well. Because you go there and they go, well, what you did there may have paid you 80. Here, that pays you 45.
Right.
So you really got to check what the job prospects are in any given town.
You also hope that the $1.5 million place is the castle up on the hill. You don't have to worry about that one. You can get a decent family home and it's $300,000.
So here's Investopedia's definition Does the American dream really cost $4.4 million? They say retirement, $1.6 million saved to retire comfortably.
Oh, boy.
Owning a home, $930,000 over the course of your life.
Wow.
Raising two kids, $832,000. By the way, I'm raising two kids right now as we speak. Mm. Those of you out there who have three or more, how are you still alive at all?
They say once you get to three, have as many as you want. Like, it's all, you're just working all the time.
How come you didn't spontaneously combust?
Some people can do it, Vin.
I don't understand.
Or they do it and they're just like, wow, what have we done?
I feel like that you must have decided early on in the having more than two kids, you must have decided, I am giving myself entirely over to this. And whatever I used to be
is gone.
Is
no
just
more.
Entirely gone until maybe forever.
Forever.
Or maybe there's a day you'll get back to whatever hobby you had or thing you liked. But
maybe you didn't have any hobbies or anything you liked and you just wanted a family.
And that's
so
great.
That's what you did.
It is rewarding. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having great times. But I'm also never able to do. I have my eye on the things I like. And then I go, not today. Okay. Owning new cars, $811,000 well, over the lifetime, especially if you commute.
And I wonder if that includes things like you're maintaining that car and putting gas in that car,
yeah,
and all the
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
New tires.
Annual vacations, $179,000. This is over a lifetime, I understand, but, and that not everyone vacations every year. Some people go, I'm on vacation. I don't want to go.
I just want to be at my house that I work so
here.
Hard on, right?
All the things that I want to, that I never do, I'm going to do. Mm. A big wedding, $44,000. Having pets, $37,000. Paying for your own funeral. What? That's part of the American dream. $8,500.
Oh, I have that in my trust or in one of the, whatever documents John makes me sign.
It all sounds excessive, maybe, but a study last year was more modest and only looked at what you need to live comfortably, and that was $3.4 million, though. So it's still pretty high over the course of a lifetime to achieve the, in quotes, American dream.
And so I guess they're defining the American dream as you make it to retirement and have some money to
comfortable
continue to
lifestyle,
live.
Right.
Okay.
And that is the worry, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't need a new iPhone every year, especially when I'm retired. But I do want to eat.
And eat nice food, not just hot dogs and ramen.
Come in, everyone. I'm sorry about the lights not being turned on, but we can't afford those. Yeah. That's a problem.
We also don't run our heater. So here's a sweater.
Right. Google's top Is It Weird searches of 2024. I think this is kind of fun.
I love these end of the year lists.
By the way, the whole foot thing, that to me is weird. But whatever. Different things
different
peoples.
Whatever.
No, I understand. I mean, hey, feet.
For a feet guy, you're a feet guy.
I'm a feet guy.
Here's some of the Is It Weird Google searches. Is it weird to go to a bar alone?
No. I mean, not weird. Especially a local bar where you're probably going to know some people. Do you think it's weird? I've walked into the Deuce by myself.
I don't know. I have no idea about healthy drinking in any way, shape, or form. So I can't say.
Right.
Like, I didn't go to bars alone. But I also
didn't go to bars.
I didn't go to bars at all either.
Yeah.
You know?
I need to hide this in a closet.
Well, no one's going to green light my behavior. There's not one person who's going to go, that seems healthy. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not acceptable. That is not what you do.
So since you know that,
I keep it indoors.
I'm going to be in the guest room in the closet with a bottle.
Is it weird to talk to yourself?
No. And I say that because I talk to myself all day, every day.
Out loud?
Yes.
Out loud.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean,
I try to tamp it down, but I'll talk to myself in an English accent all day.
What are you, Britney Spears?
Yeah. Apparently. Except without the weird dancing.
So
my dancing's awesome.
That's how you entertain yourself, you're saying.
Well, you know, I find that I slip into it a lot. Like, I'll be sewing or, you know, cutting I'm constantly like, okay, that's a 13x17 piece, or, you know, whatever. I'm kind of keeping all this stuff going as I'm building something. I'll be like you know, all right, walking over here, run it through, you know, just silly stuff like that.
Did you just give up your right to make fun of Hillary Baldwin?
Hilaria? No, I still have that right because I am actually, while I am of English descent, I am not from England. And if you did just hear my accent, that is not how you say cucumber.
What?
How you say cucumber.
It's a story.
Do you
it's a
not
whole
know
thing.
That
it's a,
it's... Alec Baldwin's wife says she's from Spain and named all her kids Spanish names, but she's this chick and her name isn't Hilaria. It's Hillary and she's from Boston.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. And people call her on it. And she goes on a talk show.
She was farming this image of her barely being able to speak English. Yeah. And there are people in Boston who are like, you're Hillary from Boston. You're not from Spain. You don't even like it. The hostility was surprising, but really entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Like, we got to call you out, you lying
liar. So she's on some cooking talk show.
The Today Show.
Okay.
I thought it was.
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that's it's just like the best. You got to get that little sound bite. And she's trying to show you what the ingredients are, but she's talking in this kind of, you know, her Spanish
broken
accent.
English, yeah.
And she goes, you know, how you say, and then you have one of these. She holds up a cucumber. How you say in English? Cucumber.
Meanwhile,
how you say?
The people of Boston are outraged because she's full of it.
They were going to be outraged at something, so might as well be that.
Massholes.
It's just so fun. It's like the funnest, weirdest story. Now, that's what someone should ask about, you know, Google. Is it weird that Hilarious Baldwin pretends to be Spanish?
This next one.
Turn that up.
Cucumber.
Cucumbers.
How do you say in English?
We have, of course, the...
There you go.
Yeah, it's just... See if you can... Let's... I would like to actually hear her really trying with that accent in a nice, clean audio environment. I want to hear her.
You got to imagine, because Alec Baldwin fancies himself a genius, at least a semi-smart guy.
Did she trick him?
No,
is he just finding out she's Hillary from Boston?
I have to believe there's a point where he went, in up to my eyeballs here. I just can't say anything about that or deal with that at all.
They have truly had, in the course of 10 years, 9 children.
There's no getting away.
I think a couple of them are surrogate babies because they're just too close in age.
I got a little compilation of her. Here you go.
Married life is really nice. You know, it feels different. It really feels different. But I didn't think it was going to be different, but it feels quite different.
What's the thing that surprised you the most?
I hate sex. Just the fact that it feels different. You know, we like to say husband and wife a lot.
Yeah.
I call him husband now. I say, husband, where are you? No, he took me out to Montauk. He said that was as close as he could get to Spain, to my family, and to Rome, because we really like Rome as well. And he got down on his knee. And then I don't remember the rest because I started crying.
We have very few ingredients.
She dropped. She does. Oh.
Cucumbers.
It's not easy. I mean, I think part of it is that I'm in shape before I have a baby.
Yeah.
And then I stay active when I'm pregnant. Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm not
How
trying to stay
do
thin.
You do it?
Like I said, I'm sure he just goes, I cannot.
It doesn't matter. Have you seen that wig? She crawls all over me night after night.
Right.
I'm completely fine.
Here's another one. This is from Google's Is It Weird searches of 2024. Is it weird to go to a concert alone?
No. I mean, it's unusual. It's I don't think that's weird. If you like Primus and your girlfriend doesn't want to go to that and you can't find someone else to go, but you really want to go, why can't you go?
My response to that is it's not weird at all. Not even a little bit. You go to a concert with someone, you can't talk to them anyways.
No, right?
The show starts and you are done talking.
And you wind up, when you're alone at a concert or a festival or anything, you know, you're with people who like the same thing you like. You wind up talking to people, you wind up knowing, you hang out kind of adjacent.
To me, that experience anyway is about the collective and about the shared experience. So to me, that no, concerts alone, that actually makes sense. Talking to yourself out loud in public, that's weird.
I don't do it out loud to distraction, but I would definitely say, Sarah, no, stop doing that. You know, like that. You're telling me neither of you talk to yourself. You talk to yourself.
Oh, I do. But what I do, which is bad, is my voice is louder than I know. And I will mumble things about people. Like, I've mumbled things about people in my car next to them with my window down and had them look over and, like, comment on what I just said about them. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, why do you have to say things about the people around you?
Because they annoy me.
Oh. Like, really good driving, jerko.
Yeah, exactly.
This one is the same to me as concerts, so I don't think it's weird. Movies alone.
Oh, yeah.
No, the whole thing is you're watching, like, you're locked in. There's nothing to talk about. Right.
Plus, there's nothing more fun than, like, I get off work at, 10 o'clock in the morning. I love to go see a movie afterward. I haven't done it in a really long time, not since before the pandemic.
Is from Google searches. Is it weird to eat alone at a restaurant?
It can be, but these days with phones, absolutely not. Everyone's looking at their phone. No one cares about you. If you're looking at your phone, you don't care about them. You eat your food. I was just eating the other day. I ate lunch by myself and with the stinky guy at my favorite place.
Right.
The BO dude.
I used to eat alone all the time and wouldn't think anything of it. I'm very comfortable in my own skin and just being by myself.
Not me.
But I would absolutely feel bad for other people who eat alone.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
Oh, it's so lonely. They're all by themselves. Should I go over there and see if
I'll go and eat and I don't think twice about it. But there I am looking at someone going, oh.
Should I go over? Should
they
I sit
don't
down
have
with them?
It's terrible.
I got to do a lot of stuff by myself now because I'm living up here single-ish. And it sucks.
You know, when you say that, just so you know, there are people who are going, what's up with that guy? So check the text.
Yeah.
Because people are interested.
Oh, in like get on this dating app and we'll.
Mm. Or just respond to me via text. If that guy's single, I'm in.
Oh. Mm. Well, he did post up. So Maddie is the new guy on the show. Maddie, he's on the show. And he is on Instagram under @Matty, Matty, Stout, Staudt. Follow him there. Direct message. Just slide into his DMs. Is that still a thing that people say?
I don't know.
I don't either.
My situation is just complicated.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. If you want
just
a dude who has like a lot of baggage.
Yes.
And.
you know what? He doesn't have that much baggage. He's got no kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is the main.
An elderly dog.
Source of baggage is when you've got kids in a divorce and the family is. Yep. If not that you're divorced, but I'm saying that's a situation where now part of the baggage is the other wife. Because you now the kids are here and she doesn't want you to say anything to them. You're not their mom. Okay, take a risk.
Yeah, I didn't sign up to be a mom. I just wanted to bone this guy for a while and I was thinking I'd move on after.
None of that's there.
I didn't mean to fall in love.
408 says four kids, 800-400-3697. By the way, we made the big announcement, Winterland.
Yeah, Winterland.
Four kids here, Vinny. Wait till high school and college, and then it just shows dollar signs.
Mm.
We have twin 2.5-year-olds, and it's rough.
Oh,
we're definitely not having any more. Danielle and Livermore are currently hanging on the beach. Oh, that's good.
Well, that's
good for you.
Yeah. Mm. Twins are tough. I thought to myself before I had a kid, I'm like, I wish I had a set of twins because I just get it all over with at once. I want two kids.
You banged them like back to back.
Tried to get them as close to twins as possible. As soon as I had one, I was like, thank God I don't have twins.
Right.
Thank God. I am drowning under one kid.
This is cute.
Yes.
In our household, cucumbers are now referred to as hilarious Baldwins. I love it.
That's so funny. Oh my God. That's what I'm going to call them from now on. Hilarious.
510 says, it's not weird to talk to oneself. It is weird to answer yourself though out loud.
Oh no. I definitely have full conversations back and forth.
That is weird. Yeah.
Well, I'm so good at telling other people what they should do that. Why wouldn't I ask myself what I should do? Sarah, you know what you should do? Well, tell me. What should I do? Well, let's get off the air and I'll tell you all about it.
Speaking of, what's coming up, Sarah?
Well, first of all, more Alice in Winter tickets. And secondly, Perry Farrell's isolated vocals. We are finally getting to that.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.